Am I ever insincere?
Not really. You're pretty authentic.
You can call me annoying. You can call me loudmouth. You can say I talk too much. You can call me boy snooty.
Do you have to be a homer?
Call me a homer. You can call me all that stuff.
If we did a family feud of things that we could... That, the top 100 things that Mark Willard could be called.
Know-it-all would be number one answer on the
list. Fanboy!
Yeah.
Granny's got them all queued up. Insincere is not one of them. You're right.
You're going to think I'm being insincere today.
That'll be a first.
But I'm not.
Talk to me.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't wait. I cannot believe the offensive things that have been said in sports media today, some of them on this station.
Offensive?
I mean sports offensive. It's not okay. Like anybody offended a gender or something like that. But honestly, things are being said today that are some of the most moronic things, and they're coming, by the way, I don't want to get into name calling, even though I just sort of did. These are coming from some people who I really respect, some of whom have played the game. Some of whom have played the game, and I always have the utmost respect for that. This is the hardest game to play, in my opinion. My gosh, the way the bodies get put on the line, and the speed, and the power, and all of that stuff. But some of the stuff that is being said today about one Brock Purdy absolutely blows my freaking mind, and I can't wait to watch him play football without three of his top weapons, certainly three of his top four weapons. Fair?
Yep.
I can't wait to see him play football. I'm not saying it'll be perfect. I'm not saying it'll be stunning, a masterpiece, or any of that. But for everybody who seems to be waiting for Brock to suddenly go out there this weekend and look like a wet newspaper who has no idea, a baby deer who's just going to trip and fall every time he tries to move, I cannot believe that that's what some people think of this guy. Such a product of the system to the point where when three other players go out, just, I don't even know why they're going. Flat out can't function. That's what some are saying. And I'm not.
And
I'm
we'll
not,
see.
Yeah,
they could be right.
I'm not making this opinion up. We're going to play the comments for you.
Yeah, I want
to
hear
is
it.
Not, this is not Bob SF43572X on Twitter.
Bob knows football, though.
These are people now who are saying some of the most ridiculous stuff that you could possibly imagine about 49er football.
Well, they're opinions, and the opinions might be right. And now I don't hold those opinions as my own. I do think that Brock Purdy, without Debo and without McCaffrey, and it looks like without George Kittle, who missed a second straight practice, and as we detailed during the crossover, and you had the breaking news that George Kittle is doubtful, which means he's probably not going to play. So now you go to a game with, sorry, Steiny, it's not Sauber, it's Saubert, and you know, you've got Tongis as your tight ends. You've got a couple of tight ends who don't catch the ball a lot, and you've got Juwan Jennings and Ayuk, and maybe you've got Cowing, and Garendo maybe gets more than one carry. Whatever it's going to be a lot of your twos on the road against LA, so it becomes a much more Brock Purdy game. All eyes on Brock Purdy, and the opinions that have come in today on the morning show and Colin Cowherd on his national show, they kind of reek of doubt about Brock Purdy.
Can we let's let y'all hear this, and then I would love to hear what y'all think Brock's going to look like this weekend. 888-957-9570. Let's just say it. There's no George Kittle. He's not playing. There's no Debo. There's no Christian McCaffrey. That's what we've got. That's what Brock's going to have to do. What do you think he's going to look like? What do you think he's going to look like?
I think he's going to look fine. I don't think that he's going to look great. I don't think that he's going to throw for 350 yards. I think that it's going to be a lot of Jordan Mason, and it's going to be a lot of, boy, I hope the defense can keep us in the game. I don't think that they score 30 points. They probably might score, I would guess it's going to be a 21 to 24 point game at best. This feels to me like classic game manager style, and you can go back to 2018 or 2017 with Kyle Shanahan when they didn't have any of these top flight weapons. It's going to be a much more stripped down playbook. It's going to be a lot more of a leaning on the defense. I think that Brock Purdy is going to be in game manager mode more than ever before.
Kirk Morrison, linebacker, Raiders, worked with him at Fox. I love Kirk. Hit it. I love Kirk. Kirk is got my utmost respect.
Shout out Oakland, California.
And if Kirk were sitting right here today, I'd look him square in the eyes and be like, not only do I disagree with you, I can disprove you, and I've got questions for you. What on earth are you watching? Listen to Kirk Morrison on the Morning Roast with Bonte and Joe talking about what he wants to see from Brock Purdy.
At the end of the day, we've also seen a larger sample size, right? Especially with Matthew Stafford. He's larger sample size. I think Dak Prescott, same thing, larger sample size. But when it comes to Brock Purdy, we're still thinking about it. And then you still got buyer's remorse. I mean, I really feel like, you know, Brandon Ayuk walked in there, robbed the 49ers with no mask on, and now you're stuck with a contract of like, man, is this going to be the player or not? I think that's also something that's in the back of the mind of a lot of people as well, is, okay, you've got the weapons now. It's not like Brock Purdy doesn't have the weapons. He's got them. Can he make this team go? And that's all it is. Week in and week out, you got one of the best defenses in the league. I think we want to see more statistically. We want to see more where the 49ers won because of Brock Purdy, not despite Brock Purdy, if that makes sense.
You know, he had me for 30 seconds.
Until?
And then we all got kicked in the mouth. Listen to those last 9 seconds. I want to see more from Brock Purdy statistically. I'd like to see the 49ers win because of him. Instead of despite him. Despite him, the 49ers are winning despite Brock Purdy. You just called him Jimmy Garoppolo, and I didn't like that when they said it about Jimmy Garoppolo. So that's what I mean by sports offensive. If I'm Brock, my God, that's a fire in my belly. And we want to see more from him statistically. I just said to Lucas and you right before the show started, fun little story on the side. My parents played fantasy football as a tandem for the first time ever last year.
Yeah.
They didn't know what the hell they were doing, but they're Niner fans. And they knew, we should probably get a good quarterback. So somewhere in one of the early rounds, they grabbed Patrick Mahomes. And in the late rounds, they're like, you know what we should do? Let's grab the kid that we're going to be rooting for every week. I know his arm is dangling off of his body, but he's just our backup. Let's grab Brock Purdy. By week 7, they were playing Brock Purdy over Patrick Mahomes. Why? Because his stats were better last year. 4,280 yards, 31 touchdowns against 11 interceptions, and the leading quarterback rating in the entire National Football League and a completion percentage of 70%. What stats are you wanting? This is one of those, we've all got a political sort of a subject in mind, especially in an election year, where it's one of those things where you just don't understand why the country thinks what it thinks. How on earth can you think that way? This is mine. I just don't get it. Despite Brock Purdy, if you want to say that he's not all that, if you want to say that he's driving a Ferrari, if you want to say he's not one of the top QBs in the league, that's all incredibly rational. But you're going to sit here and say, I'd like stats, and the Niners should start winning because of him, instead of essentially the negative energy that he's putting onto the field that's holding the others back? I unfathomable comment. Unfathomable comment made by Kirk Morrison today on our station.
Yeah, and the stats are not the reason why you could look at Brock Purdy and have questions. I think the fair criticism would be Brock Purdy without Debo and Christian and George. Can you go out there and be a quarterback who can still win a football game without those guys? Because he hasn't had to do that at all. He hasn't had to go out there and win a game without Debo and George and Christian. So yeah, the stats argument and winning in spite of Brock Purdy, I don't think it's fair. I think it's a little bit of a hot take. And if you look at the stats last year, he led the league in, I'm looking at it right now, 9 categories of the top 20 categories that you would look at for quarterbacks. He led the league in 9 of them, and yes, he had all the weapons, but it's not like they won last year in spite of a guy who led the league in yards per attempt and quarterback rating and yards per catch and all the rest of it.
Well, do you have any of the advanced analytics in front of you in terms of aggressive throw percentage or, more importantly, air yards?
Sure.
Where was he last year on air yards? And for those who don't know what that is, basically, very simple what it says. The amount of time the ball is in the air. How much are you pushing the ball down the field with your throws?
He was 8th in intended air yards per pass attempt.
Okay, 8th in intended air yards. Now, that's not number one, but it's 8th. There are 32 football teams, and there are more quarterbacks than that.
He was 2nd in completed air yards per attempt,
okay,
behind only C.J. Stroud.
So this is kind of my point. For some reason, this human being still exists in our world. He just, or she, just texted us. 510, hey Mark, most of those were screens. Why do you think that? Is there an alternate channel where the games are actually being played that I'm missing? This stuff has been disproven over and over and over and over again. And for some reason, because you've heard of all of his teammates, people are cruising around with this stuff as if it's fact. Most of those were screens. You just gave the numbers. No.
Right.
No. In fact, I know for a fact that his air yards beat Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. 2nd only to C.J. Stroud in completed air yards per attempt.
What are we watching? What is everyone seeing? I don't get it.
Right, but that is all with McCaffrey and Debo and George Kittle. And so maybe, you know, Kirk Morrison didn't speak exactly what he wanted to speak. Maybe I'm not going to speak for Kirk.
But I love Kirk. Yeah, I love Kirk.
I do too. I've known Kirk a long time. He went to Bishop O'Dowd. He's an Oakland kid. So I look at what this game could be with Brock Purdy, and that's where I start to wonder about what Brock Purdy's going to be able to do with Saubert and Mason and Tongis and Ayuk.